Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Kate is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Kate.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm good.
Okay, good. Well, that's great. Well, look, I feel like we've helped already.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I'm a little bit sleepy because I need to get a little bit of help and know if I'm wrong about the situation. Guys.
Yeah. All right. What's the situation that's keeping you awake?
So my boyfriend and I, we live in the same place. And last night, our neighbor's wind chimes are going like crazy. Like he owns his wind chimes and it's right outside of his porch. His porch is right above ours. And he has like a whole set of wind chimes lining his porch. So the wind was insane. And all these wind chimes just kept blowing and blowing continuously throughout the night. So I wake up my boyfriend and I'm like, hey, you need to go up there tomorrow, like first thing in the morning, and tell him he has to take these wind chimes down. It's just ridiculous. And the boyfriend's like, no, I'm not going over there. Are you kidding me? There's no way. Like, that's his property. I can't tell him to take something down. And I'm like, yes, you can. You know, like, it's the same thing as music. If he was blasting music all night, you would go up there and you would say something.
Yeah.
So then we get into an argument about how it isn't the same thing because he's saying that this is his property and he can do whatever he wants with the property. And it just thinks that the property makes noise. And I'm like, no, like, you're a man. You need to go over there right now.
You're a man up, yeah.
Tell him, like, just to take down the wind chimes. It's a quick fix. He could put them inside of his house or maybe, like, put them out different days where there's not supposed to be a storm or something.
Yeah, right. Or you know what I would do? I would suggest he just take them and smash them into bits because wind chimes are the most friggin' annoying things in the entire world.
Or at least just use them in the daytime.
I hate wind chimes. They're so silly.
Thing.
All right, look, what's your boyfriend's name?
James.
All right, let's call James and find out what's going on, why he doesn't want to man up and say, hey, dude, take down those chimes.
Hello?
James.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you sleep okay?
Yeah, as far as I know.
That's good, because your girlfriend, Kate, was up all night.
Oh, is this about the wind chimes?
Wow,
you
look
got
at
it.
That. Look at, check out the big brain on James.
We've been arguing about it. Who is this?
Oh, yeah. We're the Windchime Police. I'm just kidding. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, James.
Oh, and fun fact, Kate is here, too.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning.
James, Kate told us you had an issue telling your neighbors to take down their wind chimes. Is this true?
I don't think I have the issue in the situation. I mean, if they have wind chimes up on their property, it's their prerogative to have them there. And I didn't even hear them.
Right, but Kate did, and she's up all night, and she hates you now because you won't go and say, hey, take down your wind. Well, are you scared of your neighbors or something? Are they, like, scary people?
No. They're really great. I love Paul. I love Betty. But I think that It's not that big a deal. They're just wind chimes. And it wasn't even, you know, Kate's a light sleeper, and I just think
I'd be a light sleeper too if I heard dinging in my ears all night.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear them. Plus it's their property. Why should I have to go and say, "Hey, I need to know I need you to take down those wind chimes that are yours because they're bothering my girlfriend."
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I don't understand. Why wouldn't you? I think you just explained exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Why, the question is, why aren't you doing that?
I just don't think it's appropriate. I don't think that it's okay for me to go say, hey, you know what? These are your things, I know, but they're bothering one of us.
Yeah, but you can do it nicely.
Why,
you don't have to be like
Kate
an ass.
Go do it is my question.
Oh, you want your girlfriend to go do it?
Well, I mean, if it's bothering her.
Kate, why don't you go do it?
No, because I'm not supposed to do this. He's the man in the relationship. He's supposed to be the one.
Are we sure about that? Just kidding.
Yes. You should just write a note.
Okay, write a note?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Oh my
leave
God.
A note on their
that's
door.
That's so passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it's so
no, it's not. You can be nice.
Do not leave a note. Please go talk to these people face-to-face.
I mean, and if you're not that close to them, I don't see anything wrong with a note.
That note's a horrible idea. That's even worse than doing nothing. let's see what other people think. 340-9595. Hey, Chloe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great, Chloe. What do you want to say about these wind chimes?
Well, I think that the wind chimes on windy nights, because every phone has an app that tells, like, what the weather is going to be. So on windy nights, put the chimes to bed. Wrap a rubber band around them. Yeah, they won't clang.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take them down.
Yeah, but you'd have to get over to the person's place.
Well, the person can do it. Rubber band your wind chimes.
So tell them to do it?
Tell them to rubber band their wind chimes.
I think that's the issue, though, is he doesn't want to say anything to them at all.
I think the issue is he's a big puss boy.
well, maybe that. I don't know.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion. Also, wind chimes are, there's no reason to have wind chimes.
I don't know. Some people like the way they sound, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it as long as you don't live, like, on top of someone else. As long as they're not bothering, you know, somebody that you live with.
You know what? Wind chimes are cool in the store when you walk by and you just, like, hit them all. But then
you're that guy?
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Oh, great.
Duh, hello.
Ah, hello.
But you never want to take him home with you. Pablo from the South Side, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, good. What's your idea?
I personally believe that, okay, if she's a light sleeper, sure, maybe she could do something better to help her, maybe, like, get something, earplugs or something, because that excuse that he's the man and he should just go and do it, I don't believe in that anymore. I'm pretty sure it's the 21st century and all of this women empowerment and stuff. So if she has a problem with it, maybe they can find a better way to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that she should use the excuse of, oh, he's the man and everything. Because she's probably the first one that listens to the Beyonce album and says, I'm an independent woman and I don't know about it.
She's all like, you go, Queen Bey. And then she's like, Jay-Z, go tell them to take those wind chimes down.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I don't see anything wrong with her going over and having a polite conversation with them.
I will say this, though. My wife's an independent woman, but if she tells me to do something, I just do it.
Well, there's just some things that your significant other can do for you. It's not that hard.
Also, I wouldn't want my wife going over to, like, talk to the creepy neighbors and say, take your wind chimes. Like, when the dog barks, right? I don't say, go tell them to shut their dog up.
Right.
I go over and I say, hey, can you take your dog inside? We can't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know what happens is if they don't do it, when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I go to work, I accidentally let my car alarm go off.
<That's>
oh,
awesome.
Sorry. I hit the wrong button.
That's awesome.
Don't mess with the guy who gets up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, Ray from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, Ray. What'd you want to say?
Well, first and foremost, from what I'm aware of, wind chimes don't actually disturb any sound ordinances in the city. So even if she did go over to her neighbor's house, by right, by law, they don't have to take them down. And I really think that it's a little bit more of a personal problem for her. And like Pablo had said, some earplugs, or maybe listen to some sleepy time music, because I'm a light sleeper also, and I have a major problem with sounds, and that's what I do. I'm always with my earplugs and things like that. So I just think it's a little bit more of a personal problem, and she shouldn't go out and attack people for, you know, just wind chimes.
I mean, I don't think asking someone to take down their wind chimes constitutes an attack.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it depends on how they take it also.
Right.
You know, they could be morbidly upset that, you know, she's upset by this, so.
Yeah, but you can say it so nicely to the point where it's I'm so sorry. Like, you know, you could be like, I'm so sorry, I just really can't sleep. Or, you know, like, if any normal person would take that and be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'll take them down.
Look, and then if that doesn't work, take it from me. You can annoy somebody so much that they will do whatever it is you want them just
so
you stop annoying them.
You know, you're very experienced in that.
Hey, thanks. So, I mean, if the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You've heard that one, right?
Actually, no.
Oh. Natalie, it's what my grandfather used to say.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, go give your
squeaky wheel.
Go put some grease on your wheels, Grandpa.
Yeah, what?
And take a shower. You smell funny.
That's weird.
Natalie from the south side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Natalie. What do you want to say?
I mean, I'm a light sleeper, so I understand where she's coming from. But at this point, I have to agree with the boyfriend. It is their property. They have a, you know, they have the right to do what they want. And them going over there, I mean, they might be respectful and take them down, but the chances really aren't really likely that they will. But they probably like the noise at night, but that's just my option.
I mean,
they probably can't hear it. That's probably why. That's why I don't see anything wrong with her saying something, because they probably don't even know that it's obnoxious.
Oh yeah, they probably. Right. Have, most people are clueless to the things they do that are annoying.
Right. Exactly. But
that's something else I've learned.
You can always buy something to, you know, overwrite the loud noise. I guess like buy a air fan or something.
Right.
Maybe that would work.
Oh, or an air horn. That would work too.
Yeah.
And like
that wouldn't be annoying. Or
every
anything.
15 minutes, just walk outside and go, that's a great idea. Hey, thanks so much for coming. You can get those at the boat store.
Oh, yeah. Do you have one?
This is MJ from, you go to like that marine now. What's it called? Boat Marine or and West Marine.
Couldn't tell you, Mark.
You can buy an air horn. MJ from Ponte Vedra. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
What's your advice, MJ?
You know, I had neighbors that would get drunk and they'd fight all night and I couldn't sleep. So I wrote them.
Oh, my wife and I apologize about that, by the way.
That wasn't you.
Oh, okay. Right.
I was going to make that joke. It's like, sorry about that.
So I sent them a note letting them know that their activities were keeping me up at night. I'd appreciate it if they tone it down. Possibly she can write a note saying, I think your wind chimes are adorable, but they're keeping me up at night. Could you please rubber band them? And just leave a little note. And this way, nobody has to tell anybody anything. And it's done respectfully.
But then you know every time you see them that you left a note. And they know that you're just a big wuss.
Well, I would expect the neighbors to come say, I apologize. And yes, I will take your advice and rubber band them at night. Yeah. Even though they were disturbing you.
Oh, you know what else you could do? You could write a note in spray paint on their garage door.
No, let's not do that.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying, like, I'm up for, like, the big... You know.
That'll definitely help things. Good idea.
This was the Blown Off Replay on 95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. or hear it now on our podcast page at WAPE.com.